In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we learn together the words of God. Our topic is integrity of heart, skillfulness of hands.
今晚与大家共同的题目是纯正的心，巧妙的手。
This is taken from Psalms chapter 78.
那这个主题是从诗篇七十八篇而来的。
Psalm 78.
那请翻开诗篇七十八篇。
Psalm 78.
诗篇七十八篇。
Verse 70 to 72. He also chose David his servant and took him from the ship folds. From following the ills that had young, he brought him to shepherd Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. Verse 72.
72.
So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. Verse 72.
七十二节，于是他按其中的纯正牧养他们，用手中的巧妙引导他们。
A number of years ago, I met a brother.
在几年前，我遇见了一个弟兄。
This brother, actually, at the time, he was seriously ill.
在那时候，这位弟兄他生病非常的严重。
He knew he was going to meet the Almighty God.
他知道他很快就要回去见主了。
But meeting the Almighty God could be for salvation or for condemnation.
但是我们知道遇见我们这位永大伟大的主可能是得到永生或是得到永远的灭亡。
And I shook his hand.
我握了他的手。
And he started crying.
那他开始哭泣。
I knew what he was trying to tell me.
我也知道他想要告诉我什么。
I said, brother, forget about the past.
我说弟兄忘记过去吧。
Now, what you want to do is to draw nearer to the Lord.
你现在所要做的就是更加的亲近神。
That moment actually touched me very much.
那一刹那深深的感动了我。
Because he was working for God, you know, before he was picked up.
那他生病之前一直都在为神工作。
But now he realized what he did was not right.
但时候他发现他所做的却不是正确的。
He actually, possibly unconsciously or even consciously, that he you know, offended many people.
那他无论是在知觉还是不知觉当中，得罪了很多人。
So because of this, many brothers and sisters, even co-workers, also to a certain extent discouraged.
那因为这个原因，许多弟兄姐妹也因为他非常的灰心。
But now, within the last days of his life, he began to think about his past.
但到了他人生的最后的时刻，他想到了他的过去。
So while he was shedding tears, you know, he held my hand very, very strongly.
他紧紧握着我的手，然后眼泪流着。
I said.It's not too late. Come back to the Lord.
我跟他讲说，并不太晚，你要回到神面前。
So from then on, he prayed and prayed. God gave him the Holy Spirit.
从那时候，他努力的祷告，神也赐给了他圣灵。
And all those who visited him were comforted by him, encouraged by him.
那所有来看望他的弟兄姐妹也得到了安慰，得到了鼓励。
We thank God. Such a person eventually, before meeting God.Realized he needed to have a heart of integrity to serve God.
那感谢神，这样的一位弟兄在走之前，也发现他需要有一个纯正的心来服侍神。
Possibly the time was not that much.
那或许他剩下的时间不多。
Hands to work for God would not be that strong anymore.
他为神工作的手也不再是以前一样的刚强。
Few words of encouragement.Meeting people coming to see him actually strengthened many weak members.
但他对来看他望看望他的人所讲的话，却大大的鼓励了安慰了他们。
Said to many people, including myself, what I need now is the heavenly kingdom.
那他跟我跟许多弟兄姐妹讲说，我现在所需要的就是神的天国。
It's a good change.
那他有很好的改变。
So、within a short period of time, not many days, he demonstrated his integrity of heart you know, so just give up hands to serve.
在那段短短的时间，他表现出他纯正的心，还有他巧妙的手。
That little time actually was very valuable to many people who visited him.
那段短暂的时间对许多来看望他的人也是非常宝贵的一个时间。
Sure, I was at least touched by him.
那我本身也深深被他感动。
Because I told him, forget about the past.
我跟他讲说，忘了过去吧。
He went against me in many ways, but it was in the past.
他以前也常常敌对我，可是一切都过去了。
We thank God for all this wonderful, you know, blessing of God, you know, showered upon him.
那我们也大大感谢神所浇灌在他身上的恩典。
But I'm sure we do not want to be in that kind of situation and to say, God, I love you, I want to serve you with a good heart and skillful hands. Would that be not good enough?
那当然，我们今天不想在同样的境况当中。
But tell God, I want to serve you now.
那跟神说，现在我想用纯正的心跟手来服侍你。
Grasp the opportunity when we are still possible to do so.
我们是要在有机会的时候，一定要抓住这个机会。
Integrity of heart, what does it mean?
那纯正的心是什么意思呢？
This is given by God.
这是神所赐的。
Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15 tells us.
在耶利米书。
Chapter 3,
第三章
verse 15,
十五节告诉我们
Jonah chapter 3 verse 15,
耶利米书三章十五节
I will give you shepherds according to my heart.
那我也必将和我心的牧者赐给你们
And then these shepherds will feed you with knowledge and understanding.
那他们必以知识和智慧牧养你们
I believe most of us here tonight are workers of God.
那我相信在座今晚我们大家都是神的工人
Am I right?
Yes,
even though there are some young children or young ones, I believe most of us here are with certain kind of responsibilities for the Lord Jesus.
那虽然这里我们有年轻的，可是我们每个人都有担当来服侍神的工作。
You see, those who come to services all the times are usually at least seen by people are more responsible.
那我们知道，多来常常参加聚会的弟兄姐妹们，在人的眼中。感觉是比较有责任感的。
That is very obvious, isn't it?
那这个是很容易可以看出来的。
The question is, the integrity of heart is more important than just merely presenting us, you know, to all services or in all services.
那今天问题是一个纯正的心比表面上来聚会是更加重要的。
So if we take this service as a mini seminar, I would say it is.An opportunity for us to cultivate ourselves.
那如果今天比喻一个聚会成为一个小型的讲习会，也是一个让我们来灵修自己的机会。包括我自己在内。
So that we can mutually encourage one another.
所以我们可以来共同彼此。
We need to pray to God.
我们需要向神祷告。
So that God would give His church shepherds with heart of integrity.
所以神会赐给他的教会。有这个纯正心的牧者。
And we believe, by God's grace, we can be the shepherds of the Lord Jesus, Almighty Shepherd.
我也相信靠着神的恩惠，我们都可以成为这个有纯正心的牧者。
But the condition is, we must have this integrity of heart.
那唯一的要求就是我们需要有一颗纯正的心。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢
？It actually means spiritual cultivation.
那这也就代表属灵的灵修。
You know, the word spiritual is so important, so importantly mentioned in the Bible.
我们知道这个字属灵在圣经是非常强调的。
Some people say, don't always talk about spiritual, being spiritual, come on.
那有些人会说，不要一直强调你要属灵化，你要什么都要属灵。
Hey, who are we?
但是我们又是谁呢？
We are the servants of God.
我们也只是神的仆人。
Paul talks about being spiritual, how can we say it's not important?
那如果保罗提到我们需要成为属灵的，那我们如何能说属灵不重要呢
？He talks many times. We have to be spiritual. We have to be spiritual. We have to do spiritual things.
他在许多地方提到我们需要来我们需要成为属灵的。
So we need to be spiritual.
所以我们今天需要属灵。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1 he says.
在哥林多前书三章一节说到。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
三章第一节。
He said, you are normal spiritual people.
那我不能把你们当作属灵的。
No more, no more.
你们不再是属灵的。
You are carnal.
你们是属肉体的。
See, that means in the church they can be spiritual and carnal people, even though, we worship the same God.
所以就算在教会里，我们敬拜是同样的神，但是有属灵的，也有属肉体的弟兄姐妹。
But we pray and hope that all the workers of God, responsible people of God, as shepherds, can be spiritual rather than carnal.
但我们求神让教会的工人，都是能是属灵的，而不是属肉体的。
Spiritual, being spiritual, means to cultivate ourselves so that our heart is really for God, for Jesus, with 100% integrity.
要成为属灵的代表，说我们需要灵修自己，所以我们的心是成于纯正的，能够准备来服侍神。
Because the Almighty God, the Lord Jesus, is called the spiritual rock.
因为我们全能的主，我们全能的神是这个属灵的磐石。
That is what Paul tells us, isn't it?
那这也是保罗所告诉我们的。
So we need to learn from this spiritual rock.
所以我们需要从这个属灵的磐石来学习。
To have a spiritual strong.Heart of integrity to serve God.
能有一个很坚强、纯正的心来服侍神。
Those who are responsible for the work of God, taking care of other members as we are here, I think it's very important to look into ourselves. Are we really working for the Lord with an integrity of the heart?
那今天如果我们有这样子的责任，我们需要清楚的问自己：我们是否有这样纯正的心来服侍神呢
？So integrity of heart means spiritual cultivations.According to Paul, we have to prepare ourselves.
那所以根据保罗，这个纯正的心就是属灵的一个灵修，就是要准备我们自己。
What Paul tells us regarding this preparation to have a high level of spiritual cultivation, therefore a heart of integrity.
那保罗也告诉我们要一个很高层的属灵灵修，就是如何做到，如何达到有一颗纯正的心。
Let's look at Second Timothy.
请翻开提摩太后书
Chapter 2
提摩太后书第二章
Second Timothy Chapter 2
提摩太后书第二章
Let's just read one verse, verse 21
21节
From verses 20 to 23 he talks about different vessels of honor or dishonor and then he emphasizes in verse 21
那20到23节讲到一个大户人家有各种不同的器皿21节讲到
强调 he emphasizesWe must be prepared for every good work.
那我们需要准备预备行各样的善事。
According to Paul, being prepared is not the same as being equipped.
那根据保罗，预备行各样的善事跟
装备
自己是不一样的。
Here, being prepared, if you look at the context within surrounding this verse, it talks about being prepared spiritually with cultivation.
在这一段所讲到的预备是要在属灵。的灵修方面要预备自己。
When we look at another verse,
我们翻开另外一章经节。
He talks about being equipped.
那讲到要装备自己。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
Verse 17.
三章十七节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 17.
提摩太后书三章十七节。
He said we must be man of God, be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
那叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
In the Chinese version, both places, 预备预备
那两章经节都是中文，都是讲到预备。
In the original text and in the English version, you can see, you are prepared. In we read just now, Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 21, right?
那在原文在二章二十一节
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 21.Prepared.
这里讲到预备
And then in Chapter 3
在第三章
Verse 17
十七节
Equipped
那这里预备是装备
That is very different
那是非常不同的
These two verses would be very important when we talk about integrity of heart and skillfulness of hands
当我们提到要有纯正的心、巧妙的手势，这两节是非常重要的。
So in Second Timothy chapter 2,
在提摩太后书第二章
，verse 21, he encourages us to be prepared for every good work. you look at the verses before this, you can see actually it's talking about holiness, being cultivated.
那在二十一节这里提到，其实我们要预备自己成为圣洁。
So that being holy, working for God must include that heart must be of integrity.
那所以要能够圣洁的来为神做工，我们的心一定要是纯正的。
So let's ask the question first of all, how do we prepare ourselves?
那首先先问这个问题，我们如何来准备自己
？How do we enhance this cultivation?
那如何来加强我们的
？How do we prepare a heart of integrity?To shepherd God's sheep.
如何来准备这个纯正的心来牧养神的羊
We can look at the Bible briefly to mutually encourage one another.
那我们可以来查考圣经来彼此勉励
First thing, we must fear God in the course of serving Him.
那第一个在服侍神的过程需要敬畏神
Prepare our heart to fear Him.
预备我们的心来敬畏神
Psalms 2 verse 11.
诗篇二章十一节
Psalms 2:11.
诗篇第二篇十一节
Psalms 2:11 Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling
那当存惧畏侍奉神又当战惊而快乐
It is very interesting Serving the God with fear are、oh, not very nice is it
那如果存惧畏来侍奉神并不是一件很快乐的事但这是什么事呢
for us.
但其实对我们是有益处的、
oh, Fear that we bear the fruit of death
那我们惧怕，因为我们怕结出死亡的果子。
So Paul said, "Do not do that."
那保罗告诉我们，千万不要这样做。
We fear that we can be like all our groups, you know, gang together to go against God's workers.
那我们惧怕，我们或许会分身结党来对抗神的工人。
Go against co-workers or one another. That is very serious.
啊，还是严重到我们结党来。对抗彼此
That would be very serious.
那这是非常严重的结果
That is definitely a lack of heart of integrity.
那这也是一个缺乏纯正的心
So we fear that we bear fruits which are sour according to Isaiah chapter 5, right?
那所以我们在以赛亚书告诉我们我们要结这个悲哀的果子
No, we fear that we
我们惧怕我们会
酸的葡萄
酸的葡萄
Fear we bear grapes which are sour
那我们惧怕我们会结出酸的葡萄。
That means our works will be forsaken by God.
那代表我们的工也将被神而弃绝。
Paul says we have to really work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
那保罗也告诉我们要用战战兢兢的来完成我们得救的工作。
That would include our service to the Lord.
那这也包括了我们对神的服侍。
So this is the first thing. If we can do this, you can see we can rejoice.
那如果我们可以做成这个，我们也能够欢喜。
If we go back to chapter 2 verse 11 of Psalms, you can see Psalms 2 verse 11, the second part of verse 11, rejoice with trembling. Very interesting.
诗篇二章十一节第二个部分讲到，又当存战惊而快乐。
How can we rejoice with tremble?
那我们在战惊的时候，如何又能快乐呢
？That means after God has blessed us with good works, we feel we're not worthy. How can it work? How can that be?
那也代表说神当神祝福让我们工作顺利完成的时候我们会感到我们是如此的不配
How can we preach to people come to be baptized
那我们如何可以去传福音给别人让带人来受洗呢
When we lay hands on people are healed instantly
当我们按手在别人身上他们马上就得到了医治
You feel You rejoice But then feel it's worthWe are not worthy of doing that.
同时我们感到了快乐可是也感到我们是不配这个恩典的。
This is very important to prepare our heart.
那这在预备我们的心上是一个非常的重要的一点。
Fear according to God's direction.
那我们要惧怕来跟从神的给我们的方向。
Rejoice but feel that we're not worthy.
那我们要快乐但同时知道我们是不配的。
You can see the workers can work together more and more.
这样子我们就可以看到工人能更加的一起同工
The second thing I think is very important is to have a heart of humility
那第二点非常重要就是要有一颗谦卑的心
We're talking about heart of integrity Integrity of heart That must talk about the heart of humility
当讲到纯正的心时也需要谈到一颗谦卑的心
Without this heart of humility we cannot serve God
没有谦卑的心我们就无法来服侍神
Paul uses a number of verbs to talk about humility
那保罗用了一些形容词来谈来讲到
Verbs 动词
来形容谦虚
For example, in Colossians.
那比如说在哥罗西书。
Chapter 3, verse 12.
哥罗西书三章十二节。
He said, put on humility.
那我们要披戴
put on,
我们要穿上这个谦卑。
And then in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5.
那在彼得前书第五章第五节。
He said, clothed with humility.
那我们也要披戴上这个谦虚。
This in English is putting on and being clothed with it, not exactly the same.
那所以我们要引谦卑束腰。
Putting on, that means you just put on. But clothed means you really put it on properly.
所以这里是讲到我们要以谦卑来束腰。
And then what else?
再来呢?
Walk with humility.
然后我们要以谦卑来工作服侍。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, right?
以弗所书四章一节第二节。
Putting on would indicate something is very casual. Our humility is only superficial.
那穿上或许可以代表说这个谦虚只是非常的表面化。
Clothed with it is stronger.
那但你要束上谦卑时是比较更强调的。
Walk with humility, wow, more powerful.
那当你以谦卑来工作时，这是大能有力的。
And then we also avoid false humility, Paul tells us.
但保罗告诉我们，我们要避开这个假的谦虚。
Yes, that is very clear in Colossians chapter 2, right?
那哥罗西书第二章这样告诉我们
verse 18
18节
Colossians 2 verse 18 he says do not have false humility
那这里讲说不要有故意的谦虚
this is not a heart of integrity
那这就不是
humility
这是纯正的心跟谦虚
what do you mean by false humility
那这个假的谦虚是什么意思呢
that is not from the heart
那代表不是从心而出的
Trying to be humble, but to win favor from others.
那这个人是故意想要装着很谦虚，所以他可以得到别人的称赞。
The second possible meaning.
那第二个有可能的意思。
We know everything. We know how to do a lot of works, but I don't know. Trying to avoid God's work.
那我们或许知道很多事情，但是我们说我们什么都不知道，为了不要来为神工作。
That is false humility.
那这就是。假的谦虚
True humility would recognize we are not worthy as we mentioned
但是真正的谦虚是当我们自己能够认识我们是不配的
Remember the centurion mentioned in Luke chapter 7
那在路加福音第七章讲到这个百夫长
Do you remember this?
那我们记得这个故事吗
Well this centurion was very humble
那这个百夫长极其的谦卑
In verse 7
七章第七节
And chapter 7 verse 4.
第七章第四节。
The angel said, he was very, you know, worthy to be helped.
那他们说他行这事是他所配得的。
But he himself said, no, I'm not worthy.
但他本身说我是不配得的。
Let others say we are worthy.
那我们让别人来说我们是配得的。
Let Jesus says we are worthy.
让主耶稣来说我们是配得的。
Assume we are worthy.
那不要自己以为我们是配得的。
That kind of mentality is a good heart of integrity.
那这样子的这种一种观念就是一颗纯正的心。
That is a heart of humility.
那也是一颗谦虚的心。
You know why John was considered the greatest among born of women?
那我们知道为什么施洗约翰是在女人所生的中是为最大的呢
What Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 11, right?
那这也是主耶稣在马太福音十一章第十一节所说的
Because he had this great humility in his heart.
因为他心中有这个极大的谦虚
Remember he said this. Do you remember this? It's very important, huh?
那这非常的重要
In John chapter 3, verse 30, right?
在约翰福音三章十一节 三章三十节
He must increase, I must decrease.
那他必他必兴旺，我必衰落。
衰微，
衰微。
You can see clearly, John was considered the greatest because he knew how to really work with a heart of humility.
施洗约翰被称为最大的，因为他能靠着谦虚来工作。
I become smaller.
我越工作，我就越小。
Jesus become bigger, bigger.
那主耶稣越来越兴旺。
He must increase, I must decrease.
因为他必兴旺，我必衰微。
You know why? God loves Solomon, especially in his early life.
那我们知道为什么神特别在所罗门年轻的时候喜悦他吗？喜爱他吗？因为他很谦卑。
Pray for wisdom first.
那他首先先求智慧。
Otherwise, I could not take care of your members if you are believers of your ship.
啊，不然没有智慧，他无法来照顾神的百姓们。
I love one of the messages he gives us in First King chapter 3.
那我也喜欢他在列王记上第三章所给的一个讯息。
Verse 7.
第三章第七节。
When he became king, he said, "I am a little child."
当他成为国王的时候，他跟神说：“我是一个幼童。”
But sometimes after I worked for God for a number of years.I am a king.
但时常在卫生工作很几年后，他就会说：“我是一个伟大的国王。”
Some of the members, some of the workers, are with this kind of mentality, losing the heart of integrity with the heart of humility.
那这时常
by pride.
那也时常在我们当中，很多工人在卫生工作以后，我们失去了这个纯正跟谦卑的心。
I'm saying those who are here are with this kind of heart, you know, without.It is a possibility of telling God, "I'm a little tired, but prevention is better than cure."
那当然，在这里说的，我想说的重点是，我们来避免这件事情，比到最后要来改，来解决这件事情还要更好。
You say to God, "I am only a little child."
我们要跟神说，我只是一位幼童。
And then you can see God will work with us mightily.
那我们就可以看到神如何。很跟我们一起同工。
Look at Paul.
我们来看保罗。
Although he became the humbler he was.
他年纪越大，他越加的谦虚。
When he started serving the Lord, he said, "I'm an apostle, you know."
那当开始卫生工作的时候，他说：“我是一位使徒。
"Yeah, apostle, I'm an apostle too, right? He said that.
他说：“如果你是使徒，我也是一位使徒。
”As he grew older.
但是当他越来越年大，年纪大的时候
，Only a saint.
他说：“我只是一位圣徒，
圣徒而已哦。” When he became older, going to meet God very soon.
但当他到了生命的结尾时
，going to meet God soon.
当他快要见到神时
，his heart of humility, wow, so obvious.
那他那颗谦虚的心是如何的
清楚，
清楚，
谦卑的心。I'm only a sinner, the greatest among the sinners. He said,
他说我只是一位罪人，是罪人中的罪人。
This is what he said clearly in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15, right?
那也是在提摩太前书一章十五节所说的。
And he teaches us in many of his writings to be humble to serve God.
在他所有的书信中，他教导我们要来谦卑的来服侍神。
One of the verses he said in Acts of Apostles is very wonderful.
那他在使徒行传上曾经说了一句话。非常的美好。在二十章十九节。
Acts chapter 20 verse 19.
使徒行传二十章第十九节。
He said to the members.
他跟这里的信徒说。
You know, with tears and humility, you know, I've been taking care of you for so long. Remember this.
他说你们要记得服侍主凡是谦卑。
He said he was humble.
那他说他本身是谦卑的。
In tears, serving them for a long time.
那他也流着眼泪，长时间的在服侍他们。
In the church.A local church, a Syriatus, is to grow. We need to have workers who are humble.
那如果喜乐都教会我们想要成长的话，我们需要有谦虚的工人。那不只是有 Syriatus,
wants to grow.
任何一间
humble workers
想要成长的教会都需要有谦虚的工人。
This is very important.
那这是非常重要的。
Jesus emphasizes so clearly.
那主耶稣也非常清楚地强调这一点。你要来学习我。
Why?
为什么呢
？Is it because I'm gentle and lowly in heart?
因为我心是温柔，是谦卑的。
Integrity of heart must be of a heart of humility.
那纯正的心需要是从一颗谦卑的心而来的。
He says you will find rest in your soul.
那大家来说，你的心必得到安息。
That means we have peace in the church.
那代表在教会里有平安，有和睦。
If you are humble and lowly, you will cover many sins. Many sins will not be available anymore in the church.
那如果我们都有一颗谦虚的心，那许多的罪在教会都会被遮掩的。
This is very true.
那这也是真实的。
And then the results of humility would be wonderful.
那谦虚的结果也是一切是美好的。救恩。
Blessed are those who are poor in the spirit.For yours is the kingdom of God. Is that the first thing that Jesus said in the Mount of Beatitudes?
那主耶稣在山上所讲到也是虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
That is humility.
那这就是谦虚。
We need to ask God to help us as we serve God.
那当我们服侍神时，需要求神来帮助我们每一个人。如果没有谦卑的话
，As workers of God, we might be stumbling blocks to brothers and sisters or to one another.
那身为神的工人，我们可能会成为自己本身或是其他弟兄姐妹的一个绊脚石。
Let's ask, how in practicality that we demonstrate our humility, having a heart of humility, therefore a heart of integrity?
那我们可能会问说，那我们怎么实际上的来表现出有一颗纯正跟一颗谦卑的心呢
？We can have many many practical, you know, aspects.
那我们可能有很多实际上的不同的方面。
A humble person.
那比如说一位谦卑的人。
When he is criticized.
当他被批评的时候。
How would he react?
他会如何的来反应
？He would not get angry.
他不会生气。
He would think.Whether that criticism is true or not.
他首先会想说这个批评是否是真的还是假的
would,
是对的还是错的
Then he will pray to God.
那第二个他会向神祷告
He said, God help me to see whether what is you know, said to me when I'm criticized is true or not.
那他会向神祷告说神求你帮助我让我看到我所被批评的是否是真的还是假的
This is humility of the heart.
那这也是心中的谦卑
Oh, God, help me to change if I am really as I'm criticized.
那神，如果我真的跟我被批评的一样，那求你帮助我来改变。
Then God will examine our heart. We will examine our heart with the power of the Holy Spirit.
那借着神的圣灵的能力，我们能够来检讨自己的。
And then we can be transformed and changed because we want to be better and better.
那也因为我们想要来更好的来服侍神，我们自己。就会愿意来改变。
This said to us is true. What how people criticize is true. Then we have to really ask God to forgive.
那如果今天人所批评的话，是真的话，我们需要真的来求神来原谅我们。
Find reasons or to justify.
那不要找借口，为了要来帮自己撑。
I did this because of so and so. Because it's not my problem. This kind of justification will not.Please God.
那不要来为自己找借口。我做这个是因为这个原因，还是因为那个原因
？Therefore, I've done this.
那因为这样子，我才做了那样子。
This kind of mentality cannot sustain him to work for God for too long.
那这样子的心态呢？一个人有这样的心态，不能长时间来为神工作。
If a worker is criticized.
那当一个工人被批评的时候
，wrongly criticized, wrongly accused.
当他是被错误的批评时
，take it as a kind of training.
那我们要接受来当作为一种的训练。
Forgive the accuser. Forgive the one who has offended you.
我们要来原谅批评我们的人。
This is very important.
那这非常的重要。
I always share with brothers and sisters and co-workers.
那我时常这样子的鼓励弟兄姐妹跟同工们。
The most detrimental factor in our service to the Lord is we have hatred towards even just one person.
那在我们服事上最重大的一个伤害就是我们有存对我们的同工还是弟兄姐妹存着怀恨的心
one
或者就只是对一个人有怀恨的心
evil that is bad that is not heart of humility that is not heart of integrity
那这本身就是一种邪恶也不是一个纯正跟谦卑的心
so did he not was he not loved by God in the beginning
那我们看扫罗他起初不是也是被神所爱的吗
？We know so clearly God loved him in the beginning.
我们知道非常清楚神，一开始是爱着他的。
Why did God forget him, reject him eventually?
但神为什么再来就弃绝了他呢
？Because he did not have humility.
因为他没有谦卑的心。
He wanted people to praise him more than David, right?
那他希望人民呢能更加的来赞美他。
So he took it as a grudge against David.
所以他对大卫怀恨在心。
That brought him jealousy.
那这样也带来他这种
jealousy. As we study in Proverbs, is the rottenness of the bones.
那在这边告诉我们，这个嫉妒呢，是我们骨头的一种朽坏、朽烂。
We have been studying together with the TDP students, you know, the book of Proverbs. Very wonderful, very resourceful in terms of spiritual cultivation.
那在我们跟神学生来学习真言的时候，我们想到这个非常的有造就。
One very outstanding message is be humble, be humble, no pride.
那一个最好的讯息，这一本书的讯息就是要谦卑，不要有任何的骄傲。
So, what happened to him?
所以保罗发生了什么事呢？扫罗，他 贪恨这个荣耀。
This is for man.
那他贪恨人的赞美。
And then that generated jealousy.
那这也造成了他心中的嫉妒。
The jealousy generated hatred.
嫉妒演变成恨。
Hatred generated killing.
那这个恨呢，也演变成了
杀。So all this combination of three factors all confused him.
所以这所有的一切就让他失去了自己。
He was confused.
他迷失了自己。
Why?
为什么呢
？One day he said to David, "My son, I love you."
他有一天他对大卫说：“我儿啊，我是爱你的。
”Next day he said, "I'm going to kill you, spear you, pierce you through, on the wall."
那隔天他却跟大卫说：“我要杀了你，我要将你戳头在墙上。
”Confusion.
他迷失了自己。
What happened to him?
但到底发生了什么
？Satan came into him.
撒旦到了他身上。
Because he was jealous, he was with hatred, he wanted to kill.
因为他充满了嫉妒跟怀恨。
Originally loved by God, a heart good to serve God. What happened later on?
那起初他有一颗纯真的心来服侍神，是被神所爱的。但发生了什么事呢
？Humility, craving for glory.
他失去了谦虚、谦卑而贪恋的这个荣耀。
What happened to him eventually?
那我们知道再来发生了什么事呢
？He was defeated.
他打败了仗。
He killed himself eventually.
他也自己杀了自己。非常的痛苦。
It is a warning to workers today.
那他的例子对于我们今天所有的工人是一个警戒，警戒。
When we are criticized, when we are praised, we have to be careful. When we are praised, be careful. When we are criticized, also be careful, be alert.
今天当我们被赞美还是当我们被批评的时候，都要非常的小心谨慎。
Because if not careful, we will lose the heart of integrity.
因为若不警醒，我们很容易就可以失去神的心。
We can be co-workers.
因为我们可以是身为同工的。
We might not even talk to each other.
或许我们从来不会跟对方讲话。
Maybe we talk.
或许
shout at each other. Possible.
或许我们讲话的方式就是彼此的
my own eyes.
对彼此的吼叫。那我亲身有看过这样子的同工。
Very painful.
但是非常痛苦的。
Usually these people are not blessed by God.
那通常这些人不是被神所祝福的。
If God doesn't bless the workers of God.How can he bless the church?
那所以今天神若不来祝福他的工人，他如何能够来祝福他的教会呢
？So we have to ask God to help us to be humble.
所以我们求神帮助我们能够谦卑。
I believe a humble person also is an approachable person.
那我相信一位谦卑的人也是一个很容易可以亲近的人。
This is very important as workers.
那这个身为一个工人是非常重要的一点。
Now we always tell people we have to be courteous, we have to greet one another when you see each other, right?
那我们常在聚会中听到说我们要很客气，要打招呼。
There's a worker I know so well. He always says, "Oh, you have to greet people, you know." But he is the one who doesn't greet people at all.
那我认识一个工人，他常常跟每个人说你需要跟大家打招呼，可是他本身却永远不跟任何人打招呼。有些人就不高兴了。
You can talk, but you cannot do.
那你只会说，永远不会做。
And he said in another sermon.
那所以在聚会结束
I hurt myself.
那这是我本身听到的一个聚会他想要来报复
辩护前面的 because he wanted to revenge you say I'm not good I tell you okay
那他说他就想来辩护来报复他说他这个话的人
a wrong message
但是他讲错了讯息
yes I preach everything is from the Bible
他说我所说的一切都是从圣经出来的
listen to meMeans listening to God.
那你听我所讲的，就代表你听神在讲话。
It's true. If you preach living from God, that means listening to God. It's true.
那当然，如果我们所讲的是照神所说的，那就是从神来的。
But he said, "Do not learn from me my behaviors."
但他却说不要学习我的榜样。
I was very sad.
那当我听到这个，我非常的难过。
After the sermon, I asked him, my friend, "Hey, what did you say? Just how did you preach?"
那所以在聚会完，我问这个弟兄说。你到底是如何来传道的？
你怎么讲道？
你怎么讲道的
？You use the wrong thing.
那你讲错了。
就是 ，Look at the
耶稣
Pharisees.
耶稣看那些法利赛人，那些假冒为善的法利赛人。
Listen to them because they preach. They actually do the words of God.
你听他们，看他们，因为他们。是在传讲神的话，但是你不要跟从他们的脚踪。
I said, my friend,
我跟他讲，我的朋友
，You are not a hypocrite, you are not a Pharisee, you know.
你知道你并不是一个假冒为善的法利赛人。
That was the rebuke authority. How can you say, learn from my words, but don't follow my actions?
那主耶稣这是在对那些法利赛人讲的，所以今天你怎么可以把自己比较跟他们一样呢？
And he said, humble, I don't know whether it's from the heart.
那他表现得很谦卑，但我不知道是否是从心而起。
Because later on, he's still not much change.
因为之后他并没有很大的改变。
Not approachable.
他不是一个很容易可以亲近的人。
I always approach him when I see him.
那我看到他一定会跟他打招呼。
I just want to see whether he has changed.
那我只想看他是否有改变。
He has never greeted me one time first.
可是他看到我从来没有一次先主动的跟我打招呼。
I don't desire that. I don't desire that. To greet the first.
那我当然不是想要有这种被打招呼的心态，
是吗？不要被先打招呼
了。不要被先打招呼的。
It's not important.
那因为并不重要。
I just want to see whether he has changed, but he hasn't changed.
我只是想看他是否改变了，但他没有改变。
And many people complain, you know, about him and about to me.
那很多人也对我来抱怨有关这位弟兄。
And how should we respond to this kind of people?
但我们当如何来答应这些人呢
？We must say, "Hey, members complain about a person. Be careful."
所以，当有信徒在对某一个人有抱怨时，我们要非常小心。
To the workers,
当他们在对社会人员抱怨时、埋怨时
，We cannot side with the members.
那我们不能跟这些信徒们站在对立面。
He's an evil person. Yeah, you got it.
对，你是对的，他的确非常的坏，非常的不好。
The church cannot grow like that.
因为如果这样子教会就不能成长
you should say, hey, it's okay. Pray for him.
但作为一个工人你需要跟这些信徒说没关系的你要为他祷告那不要从他学习
I think that's the way to handle this kind of situations.
那我相信这是能够来应付这种情况的一种方法
so that we learn to be humble, to be more approachable.
所以我们可以学习谦卑自己让我们也可以可以被人亲近
I mentioned it because some members said to me.
那我这样子提起，因为有些信徒跟我说，那许多次跟我说
，He said some workers are really just like what's the word? 高高在上哦 ，in Mandarin and Cantonese. Workers 哦，高高在上。我在这边，哦 ，they treat themselves as sitting in high places.
那有些信徒跟我讲说，有些工人。看起来很像自己高高在上，
不是看起来哦，
不是
in action
哦，他们是高高在上，表现起来高高在上
，waiting for people to greet，
那总是等信徒们来跟他们打招呼。
It's humility。
那你他们的谦虚在哪呢？谦卑在哪呢
？Must be approachable。
所以，身为一位工人，我们一定要能够让人来亲近。
Do not wait for people to greet us, especially the members。
那不要等待其他的信徒来跟我们打招呼。
Of course, we don't want to all the time.Greeting order many times a day, I think it's also superficial, isn't it? It's fact, it's not real.
那我们当然也不要过于的这种表面上的故意特别去跟每一个人打招呼。
We have to do it from integrity of the heart.
那所做的一切都要来自一颗纯正的心。
Especially workers together.
那尤其身为神的工人。
Satan, the first line of attack is workers.
那我们知道魔鬼首先攻击的也就是神的工人
so we don't want that to happen.
所以我们不想这样的事情发生
As I said, I'm not saying we have this kind of situations but it's good to really bear in mind.
那不代表我们今天有这样子的问题但是记在心上是也是有益的
But after hearing the words of God which are not mine or not yours God's words we examine ourselves.
那在听到神的话语之后不是你的话我的话但是神的话之后我们就需要来检讨自己
Uses rightly.
那我们就会发现神会帮助我们，然后大力的来跟我们一起工作。
Approachable, don't show we are better than others.
那我们要谦卑自己，让人家可以亲近，不要显得自己比人家更好。
This is very important.
那这是非常的重要。
So、we have to be friendly.
所以代表我们是要和蔼可亲。
Yeah. Friendliness is so important in the church.
那所以在教会这个和蔼可亲是非常重要的。
What does it mean?
又是什么意思呢
？In our words.
那在我们的言语上。
In our body language.
在我们在我们。
Body language. 有 action.
我们的行为。
Our actions.
那我们的动作跟我们的行为上。
Sometimes we don't have to speak, but our action can put people off.
那有时候我们不需要讲任何话，但是我们的动作行为就可以触犯到别的其他人。
Must be friendly in words and in body language.
但身为一位工人，我们一定要在言语跟我们的行为、行动上都要很和蔼可亲。如果我们一起工作的话，
How do we greet one another?
但我们却永远不对跟彼此打招呼。
Or the greeting is superficial.
那或许这种打招呼都是非常表面的，没有任何纯正。
This is very painful.
那这是一件非常痛苦的事。
This is not joy.
那这也不是喜乐。
This is not love.
这不是爱。
This is not spiritual fellowship.
这也不是一个属灵的团契。
Humility bring forth friendliness.
因为谦卑在谦卑会带出这种和蔼可亲。
对，和蔼可亲就够了。What else do you think we should know in terms of practicality?
那在这种实际的行为上，我们还能做什么呢？
If we are humble,
如果我们是谦卑的，
we also bear this in mind.
那我们也要记住这个。
What is this? You know, when we give sermons on.
那你知道，当我们在讲道时，
not all the sermons are edifying.
那也不是所有的讲道都是能造就的。
Okay. I saw 50% of people sleeping when a person gets a sermon.
那有一次我看到有一个弟兄，有一个人在讲道的时候，几乎一半的人都睡着了。
Because he only put the all the time verses from the Bible.
因为他从头到尾，
I actually make a note about 80 verses.
那他从头到尾讲了至少80翻了80个章节。
I think 80 verses.
那他
you know
整个讲道总共是翻圣经。
Very long, very long, and then more verses coming.
那他的讲道非常的长，然后就是一个经节接着一个经节。
Why? Because he was not trained.
那为什么呢？因为他没有受过训练。
I think most importantly, he is not gifted.
最重要，或许他没有这个恩赐。
Why?
为什么呢？
I don't think he had prayed for.
那因为他
Paul says, if you want to preach, you better pray for the gift.
因为保罗有说，如果你想要传道，你需要求这个恩赐。
I can learn the whole Bible, 66 books, inside out.
那我们可以对整本圣经非常的熟悉。
It doesn't mean we can give sermons to 85 people.
但不代表你今天可以讲一篇
有造就的道理。But the point I'm making is this. I'm sharing is this.
但我所要分享的重点是。
When you hear a speaker speaking a sermon.
当我们听到讲道人员讲道时。
No, to in your mind, that very edifying.
那在我们的心中，我们会想是否有造就？
在你的心目中，不是你有造就。But it might be edifying in others' mind.
哦，可能在别人的心中是有造就的。
Whatever it is, 啊，
那无论是什么
，we are responsible for speakers to do well. The listeners are responsible.
那身为一个听众，我们是对这个讲道人，有要负责任的。
50% at least.I would say 50%.
那至少我们要付出一半的责任。
Because if a speaker cannot do well, not edifying sermons, we, the listeners, bear 50% responsibility.
因为今天如果一个讲道人员没办法讲一篇有造就的讲道，我们这个听众有一半的责任。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we have not prayed for them.
因为我们并没有为这个讲道人
特别
祷告。保罗告诉我们什么呢？
Pray for me.
你要为我祷告
，so that I can convey preach the word of God.
所以我可以来讲明、阐明神的道理。
Have we prayed for the speakers?
但我们今天曾有为讲道人员讲祷告过吗
？Let's humble ourselves.
那让我们来谦卑自己。
We come to church, we listen to the words of God, we hope to be edified. But if the speakers do not do well, we humble ourselves to pray to God to help them.
那今天来到教会，我们都希望能够得到造就。但今天若没有得到造就，我们就要谦卑自己，为讲道人员讲道祷告。
There's a brother who said to me,
有一天，有一个弟兄这样跟我说
，He said, "Oh, when this person speaks, I always don't want to listen. I'll go somewhere else, having my tea, coffee, or not coming to church."
那当排到某位弟兄讲道时，我总是躲着不来，无论去喝茶、喝咖啡，不然就是不来教会了。
I said, "Why?"
我说为什么呢
？I don't think he can preach.
那我说我不觉得他能够传道
Why?
为什么呢
Because he can talk, he cannot work.
因为他只会说但不会做
I said, you know, I don't think it's right for you to do this.
但我跟他讲说我不觉得你这样子做是对的
Pray for him.
你需要为他祷告
Talk to him.
你要跟他来谈一谈、
oh, maybe the church has got to be careful as well assigning speakers.
那当然，教会本身也要在安排讲道人员中也要更谨慎。
They must be, you know, doing the works with a heart of integrity. That means you really do learn, practice.
那他们在为神工作
时，
需要是有一颗纯正的心。
This happens in the church.
那这也在教会时常发生。
I don't know. It happens in USA or not? I'm not quite sure.
那我不确定是否在美国的教会有这种问题。
It happens in other churches in the world.
那但在世界的其他真耶稣教会有这种问题。
Because many speakers are not doers of words.
那因为许多的讲道人员，他们并不是本身会做事的人。
They speak, they cannot do. They preach, but they cannot do what they preach.
他们说但不会做，他们却不会做他们所传的。
That is lack of integrity in the service to the Lord.
那这就是在神的服事上缺乏了这个纯正的心。
If we think about ourselves here,
那我们如果今天来看看我们自己
，Open our eyes.
我们张开自己的眼睛
，Left and right.
左边看看，右边看看。
Maybe all of us are co-workers.
或许我们全部都是同工。
How do we react to one another?
但是我们如何来看待对方呢
？How do we treat each other?
我们如何来对待彼此呢
？Oh, this is a question.If we ask constantly,
那这是我们需要时常问自己的问题。
God will help us to build a heart of integrity.
神会帮助我们来建立起这颗纯正的心。
And we can serve the Lord.
那我们就能够来
胜过魔鬼。
那魔鬼就会被打败。
His harmony will be removed, replaced.
那这个
harmony, peace, and joy,
不和谐跟纷争也会被排除，会被排除。
Let's think about this one.
那让我们来思想这个。
To be with a heart of integrity, we have to pursue to be faithful in His service.
那当然，要有颗纯正的心，我们要来追求成为一个忠心的人。
A heart of faithfulness.
那有一颗尊。
Is a heart of integrity.
那有一颗有一颗忠心，就是有一颗纯正的心。
Very important.
非常重要。
Then we serve because we love.
我们服侍，因为我们爱。
We serve not because of any gain, not only because of money, you know, financial gain or any other.Advantages.
那我们服事今天不是为了任何的利益。
No two masters in our service.
我们在服事中没有两位主人。
Only one.
只有一位。
That is called faithfulness.
那这就是所谓的忠心。
That is called integrity of the heart.
这是所谓纯正的心。
A heart that is so much seasoned by the power and the words of God, so pure, so right. That is integrity of the heart.
这是一颗充满神这个纯正跟神的能力。
Perfect heart, a perfect heart.
是一颗完全的心。
Psalms 101 talks about a perfect heart.
那诗篇101篇讲到一颗纯正完全的心。
Everything is right in our heart, in our mind. No jealousy, no rottenness of bones, no hatred, no disharmony, no only no any other ill motives.
那没有任何的骄傲、纷争、结党，一切都是纯正的。
This is a heart of integrity. Integrity.
那这也是一颗纯正的心。
Give all for Jesus is another point. Everything is for Jesus, not for us.
那另外一点就是我们所做的一切都是为了主耶稣，为了神。
That is power.
这是大而有力的。
So when we are free, sing, I think hymn 119 is good for us.
那当我们有时间的时候，我们可以多唱赞美诗119首，尤其是众圣们。
All for Jesus.
那所有都为主耶稣。
If we sing occasionally, then we'll be reminded.
那我们如果时常来唱，我们自己就会受到提醒。
If we have that kind of mentality,
如果我们有这样子的观念
，That is all for Jesus.
那我们所做一切都是为了耶稣。
Diligent working for God.
那我们为神工作，怎么能不尽心尽力呢
？Integrity of heart is a heart of diligence.
那纯正的心也是一颗尽力尽心的尽力的心。
To do whatever possible.
那我们尽我们的一切来做最好的。保罗告诉我们。
Beyond our ability,
我们可以做超乎我们能力的事情。
This is because of God's grace, God's power.
这是因为借着神的恩典，神的能力。
Because of that hand helping us.
因为他大能的手帮助我们。
This is very important.
对，非常重要。
We can do it by God's grace and God's power.
我们要先相信，靠着神的恩典，神的大能，我们是能做成的。
It's always propelled by love.
那纯正的心也是被爱所激励的。
No love, impossible to work.
没有爱也不可能来服侍神。
This is saying love makes the world go round.
那我们常说爱使这个世界转动。
But actually, love makes the church grow very fast.
但其实爱能使一个教会很很快的成长。
Churches in UK, USA, different parts of the world.
无论是在英国还是在美国，在其他世界的教会。
Just with love, you can see the church grow because God will bless the church mightily.
一个教会，你只需要几个有爱心的人，你也看到神的大大的祝福带动这个教会。
If we want to do this,
如果我们想要达到这个
，we have to understand.
那我们需要先了解。
We are the works of God.
那我们今天被托付神的工作。
Remember.This is not sacrifice that we sacrifice our time or money or effort or life to do God's work. What is that mentality?
但我们要对的观念，今天不是我们来奉献、牺牲我们的时间、我们的能力来服侍神。
Opportunities to work for God must be taken as not a sacrifice as such, but a blessing from God. Blessings from God.
那今天有机会来为神工作，不能被看作为。一种牺牲，而是是神的祝福。
One thing we cannot forget is when we were trained as a TDP student.
那有一件我无法忘记，就是当我在这里被训，还是一个神学生，训练受训。
You know, they cook for us.
很多弟兄姐妹们为我们煮饭。
Is they are doing the same today?
那同样，今天也有
许多。And one thing they said, "Oh, you have sacrificed a lot. Oh, thank God, you have sacrificed a lot."
那他们常常会对我们说：“感谢神，你们牺牲了这么多，奉献了这么多。”
Continuously saying this for many weeks.
那接着很多的礼拜，弟兄姐妹就这样子跟我们讲。
And then I said, brothers and sisters, we have not sacrificed.
那我就跟弟兄姐妹说，我们并没有牺牲什么。
We have received the blessings of God.
那其实我们是从得到了这个恩典。
What's given to us is blessing from God, rather than.I sacrifice my time, my money, my life.
所以今天我们要看神所赐给我们的工作为他的一个极大的恩典，而不是我们今天牺牲了自己的时间还是金钱。
You work for love. Now you can see you have joy, even though you might be encountering difficulties. You're joyful. Like Paul says, yes, difficulties, but I'm joyful.
那今天若是为爱而来工作，就算我们在困难当中，还是能够有喜乐。
So prepare.Paint ourselves with a heart of love.
所以我们要有一颗爱的心来预备我们自己
willing to do God's work.
那所以我们随时准备能够来为神工作
There's, you know, we love to do it, you know, without any grudge, without any reluctance.
那我们很愿意来为神工作
This heart, please start.
那这样的神，这样的心是神所愿意的
Willingness, very important.
一颗愿意的心非常的重要。
Of course, if we have the heart of integrity, we are united as we emphasize.
那当然，有一颗纯正的心，我们自然的也能够团结、同心。
Last service we mentioned this is very important.
那上个讲到分享说，同心非常的重要。
Also, we have to examine our life.
还要我们要检讨自己的生活。
Living a holy life, a sanctified life.
我们要做要活一个成圣圣洁的生活。
That is a heart of integrity.
那这也是一个纯正的心。
With this cultivation,
那有这样子的
灵修
啊，灵修
，we can start learning more the words of God.
那我们也可以来学习更多神的道理。
That is called skillfulness of hand.
那这也是所谓的巧妙的手。
Let's spend a few minutes on this one quickly. Before I do this.Let's make sure we leave our good examples for others to follow as workers of God.
那当我们做这之前，要确定我们可以是一个好的工人，有留好的榜样。
If we're not cultivated spiritually, if we don't have a heart of integrity,
如果我们没有属灵的灵修，没有一个纯正的心
，it's difficult to work for God. Even though, you know, we try to equip ourselves.
那就算我们试着想要预备自己，也很有困难来为神工作。装备自己。
Skillfulness of hand is to make sure we are equipped.
那有拥有巧妙的手，代表我们要确定我们已装备好了自己。
Yes, we must be cultivated to have a heart of integrity.
没错，我们需要有一颗纯正的心。
But Paul says we must be equipped too, right?
但保罗也告诉我们，同时我们需要装备自己。
Remember the verses that we read in Second Timothy chapter 3.
那在提摩太后书第
第三章 verse
17, 那在要来装备自己行各样的善事。
This is the verse we read just now.
那提摩太后书三章十七节。
Very clear. We apart from being prepared, that means cultivation, integrity of heart, we must be equipped.
除了在属灵这个灵修上预备自己，我们要在各样的善事上来装备自己。
If we are sanctified,
如果我们今天成圣了
，but we are not equipped,
但却没有装备好自己
，it's not easy to work.
那我们也没办法来为神工作。
I think the most important, you know, factor to equip ourselves is the Holy Spirit.
那我相信，在装备自己最重要的因素就是圣灵。
If you look at our Acts of Apostles,
如果我们看使徒行传
，all the works executed by the workers of God were actually led by the Holy Spirit.
那所有工人所行出的圣工都是。有圣灵的带领。
That is why we have to emphasize praying, praying, praying in the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues.
就是为什么我们要强调这个灵这个属灵的灵灵言祷告。
Oh, that's what Paul tells us.
就是保罗所告诉我们。
I speak in tongues more than you all, right? 我讲灵言比你们多。
哦，我讲灵言比你们多。
Corinthians chapter 14 verse 18.
那哥林多前书十四章十八节。
I speak in tongues more and more, emphasizing we need to pray in tongues more and more and more.
那这些告诉我们需要我们来强调这个
讲灵言
的祷告。
In verse 39 of the same chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 39, he says, "Do not stop speaking in tongues."
哥林多前书十四章三十九节说不要禁止说方言。
So Satan knows.
撒旦也知道。
What does he know?
他知道什么
？When you pray more in tongues, Satan work more.
那当我们若多用灵言祷告
，because he knows when we are equipped, when we are sanctified, when we are edified, we will defeat Satan's power.
他知道，当我们装备好自己，当我们有能力的时候，我们就能打败。
That's why
打败
in the time of Paul, even people forbids speaking in tongues.
所以在保罗的时代，有人禁止说方言。
So,If we want to have the skillfulness of hand, we must have the Holy Spirit, the hand of the Holy Spirit with us. Through prayer.
所以今天我们若想要有巧妙的手，我们需要有一双祷告的手。
We pray more than 12 hours every day, almost here the TDP students.
那在这里，我们的神学生们一天祷告过于超过两个小时。
That tells us the importance of prayer to equip ourselves.
这也告诉我们要装备自己祷告的重要性。
We learn together the 66 books.
那我们一起来查考圣经所有的书卷66卷书
Why?
为什么呢
To be equipped with the words of God
所以我们可以装备以神的话来装备
十大基本信仰十大基本信仰
还有十大基本信仰那我们也学习了它
Why? To be equipped to preach to people
所以我们装备自己来
传福音 Equipment is the words of God First is the Holy Spirit
所以第一个装备是圣灵第二个装备是神的话
Without these two Forget about working for God.
那若没有这两个装备，我们就不用想为神工作。
No, either we may be doing works which are not preaching as such or evangelizing or pastoring. When we do works of God in whatever capacity, these two requirements must be acquired by us.
那今天就算我们不是在做牧养还是宣道的工作，只要在为神工作，这两个装备一定要有拥有。
If we don't have this.
如果没有这两个装备
we can be easily defeated.
我们很容易就会被魔鬼打败了
So Words of wisdom very important
智慧的言语非常的重要
Which is not the same as words of knowledge
那这个跟
知识
跟知识的言语不一样
Because words of knowledge can be learned can be acquired
因为知识的言语是可以得到可以是可以学来的。
We can be equipped by the words of God, studying the words of God.
那我们来从学习神的话中可以来装备自己。
Wisdom you cannot study.
但是我们没办法来学习查考智慧。
It's a gift.
智慧是一种恩赐。
We have to pray for gift.
我们需要来求这个智慧的。
That's why Solomon, the first thing he prayed for was wisdom.
这是为什么所罗门第一件所求的就是智慧。
That's why Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the first gift he mentioned of the Holy Spirit, also wisdom.
那在哥林多前书保罗所第一个提到属灵的恩赐也是
First Corinthians chapter 12
哥林多前书十二章也是智慧
So therefore wisdom must be prayed for to equip ourselves with skillfulness of hands
所以为了要装备自己有一双巧妙的手我们需要来向神求智慧
Paul encourages us if we want to preach the gospel we want to preach a sermon pray for the gift
保罗告诉我们，我们如果想要来传道理，我们需要来求这个智慧。
I would say interpreters also interpreting is also a gift.
那我会想说，翻译 人员，这个也是一个
赐福。If we can do prayer, God will give us a gift.
如果我们想要有这个服事，我们就向神求。
So words of knowledge, words of wisdom, or wisdom and knowledge must be acquired.
所以
，to be skillful.
所以知识的言语，跟智慧都是需要求来的。
This is very important.
是非常的重要。
But all this can be obtained, can be acquired through prayers, persistent prayers are very important.
那这些借着迫切的祷告都是能够求来的。
So we must make sure prayer is a part of our life.
所以我们一定要确定，祷告是我们生命的一部分，生活的一部分。
And brothers and sisters, at least half an hour to 1 hour prayer.
我这样子鼓励大家，一天至少要祷告半个小时到一个小时。
Workers of God full time must be one or more.
那全职的工人需要一天至少一个小时。
All the other board members, deacons, they should pray at least 45 minutes.
那如果是负责人或是执事，至少45分钟一天。
All the other members at least half an hour.
那所有的弟兄姐妹至少半个小时。
But I know some brothers and sisters, they pray more than 1 hour a day.
但我知道有些弟兄姐妹一天祷告多于一个小时。
They pray more than workers.
他们祷告，还比工人还要多。
How can we take care of? How can we workers of God pray little and take care of those who are spiritually strong?
但今天身为工人们，我们如何祷告很少，还有能力来照顾教会的弟兄姐妹？
So we have to ask God to help us all to be equipped by praying, praying, praying.
所以需要求神帮助我们，所以能够借着祷告来装备自己。
You can see the word of God will multiply.
我们就可以看到神的工作在增加。
So skillfulness of hands.Must be acquired.
那巧妙的手，我们需要得到这双巧妙的手。
Without this, we cannot serve God.
那若没有这双手，我们就无法来服侍神。
We ask God to help us.
我们求神帮助我们。
So that we truly humble ourselves.
所以我们可以真正的来谦虚我们自己。
To have a heart of integrity.
有一颗纯正的心。
And then to be equipped with hands of skillfulness.
那装备有一双巧妙的手。
Then you can see God will give us the spiritual power we need to work for Him.
我们就可以看到神会加添我们这个属灵的能力来为他工作。
We need power from God to work for Him.
那我们需要从神来的能力来为他工作。
That is also a very powerful equipment, if you like.
那这也是一个非常大有力的装备。
一个装备啊。So we ask God to help us.
我们求神帮助我们。
Remember.Our service to the Lord is not in vain.
要记得我们为神所做的一切的工不是徒劳的。
In this world, He will bless us.
在这个世界，他必祝福我们。
But all the blessings of the world, remember, cannot last forever.
但我们要记得，在世界上一切的福气不会长久的。
So we might as well listen to what Jesus says. Turn our physical abundance into spiritual treasures.
那我们要听主耶稣所说的，要将我们世上的财富转成天上的财宝。
And we'll receive the imperishable crown.
这样子，我们会得到那个不朽坏的冠冕。
Is that true? Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 25.
那保罗这样子告诉我们，
First Corinthians chapter 9 25.
那哥林多前书九章二十五节。
Imperishable crown.
一个不会朽坏的冠冕。
This crown imperishable, Peter called it crown of glory.
那彼得称这个冠冕为荣耀的冠冕，
不朽坏的冠冕啊，
不朽坏的冠冕。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 4.
彼得前书第五章第四节。
And also James say this crown is called crown of life.
雅各书也说这个冠冕就是生命的冠冕。
This is in James chapter 1 verse 12.
这在雅各书一章十二节。
This is our aim in this world.
那这也是我们的追求。
We had a friend. I have a friend in London.
那我在伦敦有一位朋友。
He is one of the our patients before.
那他以前是一位病人。
So we went to pray for him, and eventually he was healed from not being able to walk for many months, and then he began to walk.
那我们去为他祷告，然后他从许多个月没办法走路到。的医治能够开始。
Since then, more than 20 years, he's been coming to church.
那从那时候至少有二十年，他都一直来教会。
Not baptized.
可是他却还没有受洗。
It's very, very strange.
那这也非常的奇怪。
But thank God, he's now beginning to study more the Word of God.
但感谢神，他现在也更加的来查考。
He always comes to church for the past 20 years, sitting in the front.
在过去的二十年，他一直都有来教会，坐在最前面。
I asked him. Because he said to me, he has got many properties in London.
那我问他，他说他在伦敦有许多的房地产。
How many? About 20.
至少有20个房地产。
Renting to people.
那是出租的，出租给别的人。
And also some in other countries.
那还有一些在其他国家的财产。
Not young man, not young man.
那他是一个年轻人。
不是，
他不是一个年轻人。
So ask him. I ask him.
所以问他。
When you die, which one you could bring to heaven? No.
那我说你死的时候你要带哪一个房子到天
堂？It was very serious. It was very serious.
他非常的严肃的这样说。
No, not one.
他说没有一个呢，我会带走。
I said, then why you working so hard not searching for the truth?
那我问他说为什么你那么的努力，而不来找到真正的真理
？I worship God. He comes every week, but not really into the Bible.
那虽然他每个礼拜都来，但是他对圣经不是很有兴趣。
He's beginning to be awakened.
但感谢神，他终于开始有一点醒悟过来。
He will see the crown of glory, crown of life.
希望很快有一天他能看到这个生命的光。
Brothers and sisters,
那我的弟兄姐妹们
，Let's work hard for God.
那我们也努力了来为神工作。
With a heart of integrity.
有一颗纯正的心。
With skillfulness of hand.
那一双奇妙的的手，
巧妙的手。Why?Because we'll be rewarded.
因为我们是会被奖赏。
Look at the last verse, Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10.
那么翻开希伯来书第十章。
Chapter 6 verse 10.
第六章第十节。
Look at the verse. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10.
希伯来书第六章第十节。
For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown yesterday towards His name. This is a very comforting verse.
那这是一个带来安慰的一个经节。
God remembers what you've done for him.
因为神纪念我们所做的一切功。
The condition is integrity of heart.
但前提就是我们需要有一颗纯正的心。
God will give us skillfulness of hands.
那神会赐给我们一双巧妙的手。
But let's offer our heart on the altar.
那让我们奉献我们的心在这个祭坛上。
Not partly.
那不是只有一半的心。
Wholly.
但全心全意。
This is what the hymn we're going to sing.
那这也是我们将要唱的这首
诗。418.
那我们来唱诗418首。
This hymn is so wonderful, telling us we have to have a heart to be wholly offered to God on the altar.
那这首美好的诗歌告诉我们，我们需要将我们的一切放在神的祭坛上。
That is heart of integrity.
这就是一颗纯正的心。
And then He will help us.
他会帮助我们。
With His power, with His mighty hand.
借着他大能的手，他的能力。
Are we ready to meet God?
我们问题是我们是否准备好了来见神。
Brother, one day received the Holy Spirit after praying for many, many years.
有个弟兄在祷告很多年之后，终于得到了圣灵。
And then he said, "Now I can go to heaven."
他说：“我现在可以去天堂。”
Oh, very joyful.
他非常的喜乐。
I don't mind if I die now.
他说：“我不介意，如果我现在就走了。”
He started praying again.
那他又开始祷告
了。The Holy Spirit left him.
但是圣灵却离开了。
Speaking in tongues.
他不再讲灵言。
And he said, in his heart, what happened? What?
他不了解为什么发生了什么事情。
On the Sabbath day.
但到了安息日。
It is the day after he received the Holy Spirit.
那就是在得到圣灵的隔一天。
We sang this hymn.
我们唱了这首诗，他流了眼泪。
I noticed.
但我也发现了。
And then he testified.
他做了一个见证。
He was moved by the hymn.
那他被这首诗歌而感动。
How can I go to heaven? I have not done anything for the Lord Jesus.
他发现说我还没有为主耶稣做任何的事情，我怎么能到天国呢
？Offered led on the altar.
那是否你的一切已经献在神的台前
？When he sense the meaning of the hymn.
当他来了解这首诗的意思。
That evening he knelt down and repented before God, crying to him.
那天傍晚他跪下来向神悔改。
Gave him the Holy Spirit.
那神再次给他圣灵。他再次开始讲灵言。
For many weeks, continuously testify to people how you should Holy Spirit, how you should work hard for God.
那再来接下来几个礼拜，他一直跟大家见证他是如何得到圣灵。
Very touching.
非常的感动。
Pray for this person. He's trying to be a full-time worker.
那我们为这位弟兄祷告，他想要成为一位全职的圣工人员。
Let's get our prayer.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
It's co-workers, those who are here. We are more valued by God in many ways.
那我们在位的大家，我们在神的眼中是极其宝贵的。
Especially those who are here tonight.
那尤其我们今晚在这里的每一位。
Forget all the past.
那我们忘记我们的过去。我们要向前行。
More lovely, more friendly, more approachable, more fellowship, more helping each other. You pray together.
那更加的可爱，更加的亲切，所以我们更加的可以同心合力的来为神工作，为神工作。
Working for God is joy.
那我们可以看到为神工作是一件喜乐的事。
I encourage one another.Also encourage myself.
那彼此作为彼此跟我自己的勉励。
Pray for the TTP students.
那我们也为我们所有的神学生们祷告。
Especially myself.
尤其我本身。
Because imparting knowledge to people is not your own doing.
那因为要将神的神的话语来教导别人。
It's not your own doing.
不是我们自己的作，不是我自己的作为。
Pray for us because still got about.Many weeks of all the semester.
那请问我们祷告，我们还有几个礼拜的学习。
By God's grace, of course, my wife and I will be leaving, you know, in less than 2 weeks.
那也借着神的恩典，在两个礼拜之内，我跟我的太太也将离开美国。
And then after 2 days, I'll be going to Africa.
那回到伦敦的两天之后，我就要去非洲。
About 5 weeks.
那去非洲大多五个礼拜的时间。
We need your prayers.
那我们极其需要你们的带导。
Actually, for the past few weeks, some problems have, you know, crop up in one or two countries in Africa.
那尤其在过去的几个礼拜，在非洲几个国家已经有一些问题出现了。
But thank God, my heart, by God's grace, is calm.
但是感谢神，靠着他的恩典，我的心是很平静安稳的。
Just do what I need to do.
我只在这里做我所需要做的。
Pray for us.
请为我们祷告。
Especially pray for the country. We have got some members who are not doing well at all, going against the church.
那尤其为一些国家的
one country.
有一个国家，他们的在那个教会有许多的信徒现在在对抗教会。
We have to ask God to help us.
我需要求神来帮助我们。
Let's pray together.
我们请一起祷告。